from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're going to go live to AccuWeather's World Headquarters meteorologist Joe Lundberg. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
Boy, I like this stretch of weather. Nice and cool and crisp this morning, and more sunshine. So the question is, when do we see rain again?
We're not going to have to wait too long for that. I think we're fine through Thursday, but Friday, with a front pressing in from the west, there's going to be a shower and thunderstorm around, especially in the afternoon. And I think that that's going to set the table for what's going to be an active weekend of weather. When I say active, I mean numerous showers and probably a thunderstorm or two, certainly Saturday and probably Sunday as well. And that may carry over into the beginning of next week.
Joe, Paul Rasmussen here. I'm curious about Ernesto and the possibility for some problems with that. Is that something we need to be concerned about?
I don't think that that can get back to the United States unless it clips New England, and that's not a 0% probability. Most of the track guidance right now keeps it out to sea harmlessly to the south and east of Cape Cod, even bypasses Nova Scotia. But the same feature that's going to plague our weather with some showers this weekend, it's an upper-level trough. If that digs in far enough west, it opens up the room for this thing to flow farther north before making that turn out to sea. And if that's the case, I'd be a little nervous if I lived on Cape Cod or Nantucket or Martha's Vineyard or along the Maine coast or Nova Scotia coastline.
But there are a lot of people still dealing with the aftermath of the heavy rains of Debbie that are happy that it's going to stay out to sea. That's for sure.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, those areas of southeastern New England, easternmost Pennsylvania, New Jersey, missed out on the worst of Debbie's rains. They didn't really get anywhere near as much from that. Now, Tuesday afternoon and evening, there were some heavy thunderstorms that did pound the New York City area. But by and large, southeastern New England, much of the Mid-Atlantic escaped the worst of rain. You had to get back toward the Susquehanna Valley and into the mountains and then up into portions of upstate New York and Vermont. There was much heavier rain. But this system should stay much farther east. And right now, cross our fingers, it doesn't even affect New England. Unless you had a plan to go to the beaches, then you might want to stay out of the water.
Are we behind still on rain?
The good question. Let me call up the numbers here real quick. I don't have them in front of me. For the year, we've had 38.75, so we're actually 5 inches ahead of normal, believe it or not.
Wow. That's a surprise, but it was so wet late in the spring and early summer.
Yeah, and that's what it is. Since the 1st of June, you know, kind of the heart of our growing season, we're basically an inch above normal.
All right, Joe, thanks for the update.
You're welcome.
Meteorologist Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather's World Headquarters. Yeah, that storm out there is Ernesto.
Yeah, the track that I was looking at this morning, the forecast track, has it, you know, kind of veering to the east and north, which is fine. I mean, that's great. Far away as we can get it from land. What I was concerned about was what he was talking about. Would this thing get anywhere near North America? So,
well, we
hopefully not. We're completely safe.
Yeah, places that most people frequent here along the coast, it looks like this one will miss.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.